Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm Howard Feldman. What is going on with the quality of our water? Should we be worried or not? We wanted to try and understand what is the situation. There's Sputnik Ratau, Strategy Content and Media Liaison Officer at the Department of Water and Sanitation. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thanks. And how are you? And good morning to your listeners.
So, good morning. So, there's an article in Business Tech saying water services in South Africa are deteriorating despite billions spent on projects. I'm not sure if you saw, I would imagine that you saw this article. What's your thought around it?
Well, I think they did a story on what we put out as the progress report on the report that we are putting together on the blue drop status of municipal water, which we will only publish at the end of the work that we are doing, which will be set aside for March 2023. So it is still initial stages. We have barely scratched the surface. So that is where they are taking that from, and it is based on just a few of the water treatment work that have been looked at. But when we look at the general status of drinking water, potable water that is available in South Africa, South Africa still boasts some of the best quality drinking water. Yes, we must accept that there are certain areas where we would have a concern, but that is not the general status of our drinking water.
So what is the general status? And I understand what you're saying is that there are certain areas that are high-risk categories. There are areas that are more problematic than others. In general, how is it looking in Johannesburg?
In general, if we are to look at, for instance, the drinking water quality that you find in the province of Gauteng, you would find it as world best, because when you look at the work that is done by Rand Water to purify that water to potable level, it is up there with the best that you can find, and it has been proven over time. And also, most the water boards that are operating in the country and are responsible for purification of this water are working around particular norms and standards that are set within the Act, and therefore they cannot afford to have that product of theirs going below standard. Where you might find that you could have issues of quality would be probably within the reticulation processes, where if you find that a particular reservoir might be having such low levels that there then becomes a possibility of turbidity coming out of the sludge that would be at the bottom of that reservoir, then you would find that questionable kind of quality that you could find in there. But in terms of the general pollution of drinking water quality particularly, we could continue to have comfort as a nation. Where we are having concerns in the main would be in the quality of water at source. That is one of the areas that we really are looking at very keenly.
And what do you mean by that? Is that the reports that we see around the quality of water, let's say, at the Vaal, where there might be sewage drainage, things like that?
Those kind of things. When you look at possibilities of pollution from your agricultural activities, mining activities, domestic activities, and so on, you would find that there are possibilities of a drop in the quality of water at source. Including, by the way, some of the malfunctioning or dysfunctional in other areas, wastewater treatment plants, which might be discharging below standard effluent into the environment. So those kind of inputs are the ones that are giving us sleepless nights, and that make us to be really on our toes.
Mm. Well, what about the, certainly in some areas where we've seen breakdowns in supply of water for a number of hours, or in some cases really even longer than that, does that impact on the quality of water? Does that put more strain on the system?
Yes, in other areas you would find an impact on the quality of water, because what would impact, what would be the reason would be, or rather what would be the question would be, what is the reason for that breakdown in even the service itself in the first place? And where you find that it could have been because of declining levels in particular red reservoirs. Then the next thing that you find is that when you then have the services restored, the pressure that comes into those reservoirs and into the pipeline would be such that you might find that there is what I referred to earlier on as the turbidity that you might find where the sludge at the bottom is then activated and then goes into that water, because ordinarily you might find that where there is sufficient water in reservoirs, you wouldn't get to a place where when the water is supplied, it necessarily gets to actually activate the sludge at the bottom of the reservoir.
Right. And in terms of this report that you're working on, when do you hope that will be completed?
We have a deadline for publishing of March 2023. What we have done is that in restoring the publishing of the both the green drop and the blue drop report, we will be publishing them we will publish the one in the 1 year and the other in the next year. So for instance, now that we've published the green drop report in 2022, the next green drop report will be published in 2024. The blue drop report that is going to be published in 2023 will be followed by the next version in 2025. So that is how we are going to stagger the production of these reports.
And that way, keep a constant eye on the quality.
Absolutely,
and
yes.
The challenges. Sputnik Aratau, who's a strategic content and media liaison officer at the Department of Water and Sanitation. It is 8:53. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.